Section B，
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. I'm really concerned about my physics exam tomorrow. Would you like to help me, Mary?
Well, I'd like to, Tom. But I am also poor at physics, you know.
Text 2. How did you do in your national entrance examination this year?
I had a full preparation and had expected it to be easy to handle. But as it turned out, I nearly didn't finish all.
Text 3. How many English lessons do you have every week?
As a Senior 1 student, I have 10 lessons per week.While the third-year students usually have 5 more per week.
Text 4. Who speaks English better, Caroline or Jenny?
Jenny.
Does she practice harder than Caroline?
Yes, much harder.
Text 5.
Can you always understand your Spanish teacher?
No, sometimes I can't catch her.
Why?
Sometimes she speaks too quickly for me to understand.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Are you Spanish?
Why, yes. How do you know?
I can tell by your accent.
Well, my family comes from Spain. I did not learn to speak anything but Spanish until I was 20.
But your English is perfect.
That's correct. I began to live in Canada after I left Spain at the age of 20.
Then you came to China from Canada.
That's right. In China, I learned to speak Chinese.
Are you Spanish?
Why, yes. How do you know?
I can tell by your accent.
Well, my family comes from Spain. I did not learn to speak anything but Spanish until I was 20.
But your English is perfect.
That's correct. I began to live in Canada after I left Spain at the age of 20.
Then you came to China from Canada.
That's right. In China, I learned to speak Chinese.
听第七段材料回答第八九题。
Lovely day, isn't it?
Oh, yes, beautiful.
You are not English, are you?
No, I'm from Spain.
How long have you been learning English?
For 3 years now.
For 3 years? Goodness me!Your English is very good.
I wouldn't say that. There is still a lot for me to learn.
How long are you going to stay in this country?
About 2 months. Then I'll have to go back to Spain to start work.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Oh, yes, beautiful.
You are not English, are you?
No, I'm from Spain.
How long have you been learning English?
For 3 years now.
For 3 years? Goodness me, your English is very good.
I wouldn't say that. There is still a lot for me to learn.
How long are you going to stay in this country?
About 2 months. Then I'll have to go back to Spain to start work.
How did you feel the first time that you spoke English to a foreigner?
Nervous. I felt very nervous.
Why did you feel nervous?
That was many years ago in New York City. I was asking a man in the street how to get to the nearest station. I was worried that I might not be able to make myself understood, so I said every word slowly and clearly.
Did he understand you?
He nodded and smiled, but did not reply, so I repeated even more slowly what I had said.
Did he reply this time?
Yes. He said slowly and clearly, "Sorry, I know English."
How did you feel the first time that you spoke English to a foreigner?
Nervous. I felt very nervous.
Why did you feel nervous?
That was many years ago in New York City. I was asking a man in the street how to get to the nearest station. I was worried that I might not be able to make myself understood, so I said every word slowly and clearly.
Did he understand you?
He nodded and smiled, but did not reply, so I repeated even more slowly what I had said.
Did he reply this time?
Yes. He said slowly and clearly, "Sorry, I know English."
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。
Why weren't you at the German class last night, Tom? Have you given up?
Well, no. I came back late yesterday and found John sleeping in the chair. He'd been writing reports all day long, and he was too tired to go out again, so we gave the lesson a miss.
You have missed quite a lot of lessons lately, haven't you? Are you losing interest?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Neither John nor I have a gift for languages. People just laugh at us when we attempt to speak German. How did you and Jane pick it up so quickly and easily? You've hardly been in Germany for a month.
It was neither quick nor easy. We'd both studied the language before we came, and we only needed to revise it.
Anyway, all our friends here speak English very well, so we don't really need to learn German.
Did you know any English before you arrived in Washington?
Yes, I did. I learned English in the middle school.
How are you getting along with your English now?
My reading, writing, and grammar are okay, but I have some problems talking to Americans.
Why weren't you at the German class last night, Tom? Have you given up?
Well, no. I came back late yesterday and found John sleeping in the chair. He'd been writing reports all day long, and he was too tired to go out again, so we gave the lesson a miss.
You have missed quite a lot of lessons lately, haven't you? Are you losing interest?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Neither John nor I have a gift for languages. People just laugh at us when we attempt to speak German. How did you and Jane pick it up so quickly and easily? You've hardly been in Germany for a month.
It was neither quick nor easy. We'd both studied the language before we came, and we only needed to revise it.
Anyway, all our friends here speak English very well, so we don't really need to learn German.
Did you know any English before you arrived in Washington?
Yes, I did. I learned English in the middle school.
How are you getting along with your English now?
My reading, writing, and grammar are okay, but I have some problems talking to Americans.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Today,We'll look at another problem that is troubling British society. It seems that young people in Britain today are losing the ability to communicate clearly and accurately in standard English, and the British government is so concerned that it has set up a committee to promote the better use of English. However, do British young people really have a problem in expressing themselves?A study published in October suggests that there is a real cause for concern. It showed that among the UK's 15-year-olds, only 22% of boys and 28% of girls feel comfortable using standard English in formal situations, such as at school and in interviews. Some people think that British pupils leaving school are not as good at using languages as pupils from other countries.Partly because they don't spend much time talking in class.
Today, we'll look at another problem that is troubling British society. It seems that young people in Britain today are losing the ability to communicate clearly and accurately in standard English, and the British government is so concerned that it has set up a committee to promote the better use of English. However, do British young people really have a problem in expressing themselves? A study published in October suggests that there is a real cause for concern. It showed that among the UK's 15-year-olds, only 22% of boys and 28% of girls feel comfortable using standard English in formal situations, such as at school,and in interviews. Some people think that British pupils leaving school are not as good at using languages as pupils from other countries, partly because they don't spend much time talking in class.